It is truly right and just, with ardent love of mind and heart, and with devoted service of our voice, to acclaim our God invisible, and Jesus Christ our Lord, his Son, who for our sake, and pouring out his own dear blood, wiped clean the record of our ancient sinfulness. These, then, are the feasts of Passover, in which is slain the Lamb, the one true Lamb, whose blood anoints the doorposts of believers. This is the night when once you led our forebears, Israel's children, from slavery in Egypt, and made them pass dry shod through the Red Sea. This is the night that with a pillar of fire banished the darkness of sin. This is the night that even now throughout the world sets Christian believers apart from worldly vices and from the gloom of sin, leading them to grace and joining them to his holy ones. This is the night when Christ broke the prison bars of death and rose victorious from the underworld. Our birth would have been no gain had we not been redeemed. O wonder of your humble care for us, O love, O charity beyond all telling, to ransom a slave you gave away your son. O truly necessary sin of Adam, destroyed completely by the death of Christ. O happy fault that earned so great, so glorious a Redeemer. O truly blessed night, worthy alone to know the time and hour when Christ rose from the underworld. This is the night of which it is written, the night shall be as bright as day, dazzling is the night for me, and full of gladness. The sanctifying power of this night dispels wickedness, washes faults away, restores innocence to the fallen and joy to the mourners, drives out hatred, fosters concord, and brings down the mighty. On this night, your night of grace, O Holy Father, accept this candle, a solemn offering, the work of bees and of your servant's hands, an evening sacrifice of praise, a gift from your most holy church. But now we know the praises of this pillar, which glowing fire ignites for God's honour, a fire into many flames divided, yet never dimmed by sharing of its light. For it is fed by melting wax, drawn out by mother bees, to build a torch so precious. O truly blessed night, when things of heaven are wed to those of earth, and divine to the human. Therefore, O Lord, we pray you that this candle, hallowed to the honour of your name, may persevere undimmed to overcome the darkness of this night. Receive it as a pleasing fragrance, and let it mingle with the lights of heaven. May this flame be found still burning by the morning star, the one morning star who never sets, Christ your Son, who is coming back from death's domain, has shed his peaceful light on humanity, and lives and reigns for ever and ever. Amen. In 1961, I joined the Dominican Order. That year, on Easter Saturday night, I heard the Exultet sung in Latin for the first time. I had to translate it for myself, and this has been my favorite poem prayer ever since. Exultet, the Latin word, means in English, rejoice. I will never forget the words, O happy thought that earned so great a Redeemer. The sins of Adam are all our sins, and they can be overwhelming. Many religious preachers use our sin to make us scared of God. Not so the Exultet. It is a joyful hymn, a joy-filled poem. What are our two fears in life? That God will punish us for our sins, and that we face an eternity in hell. Oh, happy thought that earned so glorious a Redeemer. Through the death and resurrection of Jesus, our sins are forgiven and will never be held against us. The hymn says again, O truly blessed night, when things of heaven are wed to those of earth, and divine to human. Tonight, with Jesus, we humans share the life of God. As St. Paul says, our homeland is in heaven. We heard tonight in the hymn, Christians set free from the gloom of sin. And again, Christ broke the prison bars of death. And again, our birth would have been no gain had we not been redeemed. Lastly, O truly blessed night, when things of heaven are wed to those of earth and divine to human. We rejoice, we exult in the night when Jesus triumphs over death and gives us redemption, a new life forever. And so I can say, Happy Easter. And God bless.